Driving Force by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. I had told the drivers never, on any account, to pick up a hitchhiker. But, of course, one day they did, and by the time they reached my house he was dead. The bell by the back door rang as I was heating up leftover beef stew for a fairly boring supper, consequence of living alone. And with barely a sigh, and no premonition, I switched off the hot plate, put the saucepan to one side, and went to see who had come. Friends tended to enter at once while yelling my name, as the door was seldom locked. Employees mostly knocked first, and entered next, still with little ceremony. Only strangers rang the bell and waited. This time it was different. This time, when I opened the door, the light from inside the house fell yellowly on the stretched, scared eyes of two of the men who worked for me, who stood uncomfortably on the doormat, shifting from foot to foot, agonizedly, and obviously expectant of wrath to come. My own response to these clear signals of disaster was the familiar adrenaline rush of alarm that no amount of dealing with earlier crises could prevent. The old pump quickened. My voice came out high. "What's the matter?" I said. "What happened?" I glanced over their shoulders. The bulk of one of the two largest in my fleet of horse boxes stood reassuringly in the shadows, out on the tarmacked parking area, the house lights raising gleams along its silvery flank. Well, at least they hadn't run into a ditch. At least they'd brought it home. All else had to be secondary.
"Look, Freddie,"